This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Oh, welcome to Thursday. It feels like a Monday, but it's a Thursday.
That's good. It's like you own the day when you say welcome to the Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, you know, when you're in a plane and you land and they say welcome to Melbourne. Well, you were with us.
Yeah.
Why are you welcoming us to Melbourne? But did you have a good Anzac Day?
I did have a great Anzac Day.
We do?
Yeah, good one, mate.
You were paying attention.
What did you do? Did you drink for the Anzacs?
Well, no, I didn't drink for the Anzacs. I, unlike you two, I like my job. So I came in and I really want to discuss this because I talked to some listeners of ours.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I mean, it was Anzac Day, so I took half the day off, but I still came in, you know, just to... You know,
you came into work yesterday.
Of course I did. And and as to stay in touch with our listeners. And I have to say, I've come to the conclusion that some of our listeners, not all of them, some of our listeners are very, very stupid. Not all of them. No, listen. Listen to me. If you're listening to this right now.
You're probably not one of the stupid ones.
If you're listening to this right now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them. You know who I'm talking about. Idiots, right?
Mm.
And we don't want them as listeners.
Okay.
They can go to other networks that accept that level of stupidity.
So who's going to be the judge of this? Are we going to go and judge
Me.
Each listener individually?
I am the judge, right?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to explain this for the last time, and I will not repeat it again because I'm sick of explaining it.
Okay.
For the last time, Anzac Day is not about celebrating biscuits. Okay?
Okay.
No.
It's a very different thing.
Yep.
So stop asking me about that. The biscuits do play a part, but a very, very minor part. It's like two up. Anzac Day is not about two up. It's just it's an element of the day.
Yes.
The day is about other much
well,
more
thanks for clearing that up.
Things.
I feel like we've achieved something there already. I mean, the show's only a minute old.
Did you not know
something.
This?
I didn't know. I mean,
well,
good.
You joined the
dumb listeners.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Does that mean I get to go home? All right. See you later. Bye.
Mandy's gone, which means we'll focus on the rest
of
the
show.
You
can't go with the headphones still on. You'll drag the seat with you.
The pressure test today, it's $1,000.
She's dragging the desk with her into her car.
$1,000 up for grabs today with the pressure test, as well as at 6 o'clock, we've got a very special announcement to tell you about. And later on this morning, we've got one of Mandy's special early morning games to play, all right?
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to tell you about a bank. Can I tell you about a bank?
Please.
A bunch of bankers in China. The China Construction Bank.
Oh, yeah.
It's come out that it's now running purely by technology. So instead of having people behind the branches, the booths, you know, the things that...
See, I never thought they ever had people behind the booth. they looked very robotic to me. You know, how they would then look at you and say, how would you like that, sir, when they give you money?
Yeah.
How would you like that, sir? Well, like seashells. I'd like them in seashells, please.
Yeah.
Or just in...
Lobsters.
In lobsters or just gold bullions. Do you still have gold bullions?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, anyway, I like this idea because they've filled the bank with robots, right? So... What I was thinking was, isn't that a great idea that when you walk into a branch, instead of standing in a queue of 40 people waiting for the one person behind the desk to serve you.
What bank do you go to?
Seriously, there's never anybody serving. I don't know what these people do in the bank. Like, what are they doing behind the scenes? Counting the money? I don't understand.
Waiting for robbers. Under the desk. That's the thing with robots. They can just, you know... Basically, shoot
self-destruct.
Out. No, if someone comes to rob them, they can shoot, you know, a laser beam in from between their eyes and destroy the assailant.
Exterminate. That's right. Yeah. So there's a lot of pluses about having robots in banks. Basically,
yes.
I think that's the moral of the story.
Unless you can hack into the computer, because if you're a computer hacker, you can get the teller to give you $2 million in cash
or seashells.
Or seashells, whatever you choose, you know.
Yeah.
And then no one will know because
you've hacked the robot.
You've hacked the robot. That's the future now, ladies and gentlemen. That's if you're into crime and you want to take up a career.
Go and do a coding course and
coding course. Because back in the old days, if you wanted to a life of crime, you would do a course in. Guess. Anyone? No?
Pickpocketing?
No,
I don't know.
There's no courses in pickpocketing at tech.
course would you do?
What are the locksmiths?
Oh, yeah.
Locksmiths teach you how to break into people's homes easily and can, very quickly.
But don't you have to take an oath when you're a locksmith?
Yeah, but if you're a criminal, you can take an oath and have your fingers crossed.
Breakfast, Mandy and Akmal.
I will not commit crime if I know how to break into houses.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Honky Tonk.
All right, so here's the game. We play the riff. You finish it with your car horn and win yourself a prize. And Shane from Empire Bay joins us right now. What are you driving, Shane?
I'm driving my Triton Ute, Mandy.
Excellent. Wonderful. Can we have a listen to the horn just quickly, Shane?
Oh, yeah, that passes, yeah.
Sorry about that, people of Point Claire.
The people of Point Claire are all waking up, which is fabulous.
Morning.
Why not?
Morning.
There'd be a couple of hangovers too, Shane, I reckon, this morning that people would love that for.
We should play this game with, say, something like Stairway to Heaven.
Which just makes it go for 12
minutes. Which is 12 minutes and you have to beep the whole way. We should get all our listeners arrested.
Yeah, in a hospital zone.
Yeah, in a hospital zone. Perfect, Shane. All right.
Now you're thinking.
All right, we're going to play you this riff. It's a great song. It's from Cream. And then you have to finish it with your Triton Ute. Yeah, okay. You ready? Let's have a listen.
He knows the song.
Oh, such a good song. Time. You know what? Not everyone gets it in time, Shane, but you've done it in time. That is brilliant.
I knew Shane would.
Yeah.
I had no doubt.
I'm an oldie.
You're an oldie, but a goodie, Shane.
Shane, going to send you along to the Infamous Circus, mate. Infamous Circus, Gosford Leagues Park. It's open. It's great.
Now, Shane.
Get your tickets. Ticketek.com.au, but you got a double pass.
Yeah. Shane, do you like topless ladies?
Okay.
I don't think there's topless ladies there, Akmal. You can't say that.
I didn't say that. I asked Shane, do you like topless ladies?
Well, that's a personal question.
It's a very personal question.
Of course I do. I'm human.
And he does.
He's human.
And he's here and he's horny and he's ready to go.
Shane.
Anyway.
Shane, look, you got tickets, mate. It is an adult circus. It's a bit risque. You got the double pass, all right?
No worries. Thanks, mate.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Hey, I want to tell you about this fantastic thing that's happened in a Chinese university. We're talking about China a lot this morning.
What's wrong with Chinese?
Let's say China. So what's happening over in the North University of China is they have this sports day for all the students.
Yes.
Which isn't unusual. A lot of universities, even here in Australia, have sports days for their students. But what was happening was the kids were reluctant to sign up for the javelin and the discus.
Yes.
Nobody enjoys the javelin and the discus.
No. Who's Australia's discus champion? When was the last time you thought, oh, my God, I've got to get home, the javelin's on?
Yeah.
You don't do
just
that.
Just doesn't happen, right?
Doesn't happen.
Well, the students were thinking the same thing. We're not really into it. So they wrote to the guy in charge of the university today and they said...
The dean, I think it's called.
They said, dear dean, we would like instead to throw grenades. Can we organise that as a track and field event? And the dean said... Yes, let's do it.
That's amazing, yes.
So now there is an event, and the kids are like, they cannot wait to get involved in this.
No,
right?
It's
just
be
encouraging
exciting.
People.
Well, they've got an overpopulation problem, and that's a way to, come and throw some grenades. And look, we've got vacancies.
Yeah, we've got vacancies with the grenades
at the university.
Funny about that, isn't it?
I mean, if that was me, I would react in the same way as the swimming carnival. I just ring in sick. I have diarrhea.
Yeah.
He's always the one who would say, well, you just stay home.
Don't come in the pool with that.
That's right. Diarrhea is something that no one questions.
Ugh.
You say, I can't make it. And they say, what's wrong? I have diarrhea. Yeah. That's okay. You stay there. You just get well. That's what they'll say.
All right.
Well, that's good. All right. But the thing is, I don't think any kids want to stay home. They want to get in there and they want to throw that bloody projectile as far as they can.
And what are these live?
The replicas. Well, that's boring.
That's boring.
Oh, well maybe done that. I thought it was.
Well, maybe to make it exciting, there's the odd live one.
Yeah.
And then the teachers take bets about which kid's going to blow up next.
What a sports day. That's my kind
now
of sports
day. If I was a spectator, that would be fantastic.
That'd be great.
A participant.
Diarrhea.
I have diarrhea. Yeah.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You know, I grew up with a lot of religious beliefs and really weird things like, people being possessed by devils.
Did you?
Yeah, I've got a devil in me, they'd say.
You got the devil inside.
I've got a devil inside. I've been inside a few devils as well. You know, they say things like that, and priests would take the devils out. Now, I'm convinced that a lot of coasties here are possessed by evil spirits.
Okay, well, can I just say, if you think you're possessed and you want to give us a call, I have a feeling we can help you this morning. 432-44444.
Yes, we provide all sorts of services.
We do.
Yes, flooring and exorcisms.
Okay.
It's incredible. We cover the entire spectrum of
everything.
Life.
Everything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you've seen people, you know, drive erratically on the Central Coast, they always tailgate you.
Yes.
That's devil possession.
So why are we talking about exorcism and devil?
I'm getting to that. Just take your time. There's no hurry. We're still young. We've got a lot of time.
Okay. So why we're talking about.
Well, the Catholic Church, which is, you know, they're very familiar with the devil. They hang out with him. They got like direct number to him, and you know. And they're organizing these seminars to teach people how to take devils out of people.
Catholics are teaching people how to get the devils out of people.
Yeah.
How to perform exorcisms.
Well, they should know. They know the devil very well.
Well, they do.
As I said.
Right.
And so do heavy metal bands.
Yes.
You know, they're very good mates with the devil. You know, he's written a lot of great stuff for great bands like Led Zeppelin, as we all know, you know. Yeah.
Eric Clapton made a deal with the devil, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Eric Clapton. Oh, they all have.
They've all made a deal with the devil.
The devil is like Sony, distributing.
Yeah, Apple Music.
Apple Music and Satan.
Okay.
Satan's great. And this is a lot. Not many breakfast shows talk about this, you know, Satanism and stuff. Mm. But we're not shy to cover the big topics. So this is real. This is not a joke. It's a seminar being held. And this is what's actually caused a lot of attention is this cardinal. His name is Cardinal Ernest Simoni. Mm-hmm. He's an Albanian cardinal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you know he knows the devil as well.
Yeah.
He says he can perform exorcisms by cell phone. Or mobile phone, as we call them here in Australia.
So he performs an exorcism over the phone.
Yeah, imagine he's just about to take the devil out of someone and he runs out of reception.
Yeah.
He goes, hold on, I'm in a tunnel.
I've only got two bars left.
Oh, no, the devil's gone back. Oh well, I'll call you back. I'll call you back.
Nearly had him out.
I wonder if it's like a business, you know, if you've got the devil in you, give me a call. $5 a minute.
Yeah.
$5 a minute.
Actually, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, it depends how long it takes. I don't have unlimited money. If it's a big, deep devil that's been there for a while, that's settled, you know, that's settled in there.
He's squatting. Made himself at home. He's put his feet on the couch.
He's got a few friends.
He's got a beer out of the fridge.
He's invited his friends.
He's playing Xbox.
I've got drunken devils in me, and they can't be taken out by cell phones.
No.
You know, I need a lot of things here.
Yeah.
I need to.
You need holy water. Yeah. You need crucifixes. What else do you need?
Well, you need a priest, apparently.
Yeah.
But I think they're the problem.
So maybe if someone wants to give us a call if they're haunted, then we might be able to do it over the phone.
Yeah. This is a sentence that has never been uttered on morning breakfast radio. Give us a call if you're possessed by a devil.
Okay.
And 432-44444.
You can win nuts and freckles and we'll get the devil out of you.
We'll get the devil out of you. Guaranteed. All your money back.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News.
It's news from space.
Well, it is Alien Day, but I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on some really fantastic news from space.
You need to focus.
Well, I am focused.
Just generally, yes.
Just generally.
Mm.
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
What do you mean? Is it because I'm black?
No, you're not black anyway. You're brown.
I'm beige. I'm beige. That's
you're anything but beige, my friend. Look, let's go to space because a telescope in Hawaii.
You say it like the locals say it.
Has been able to confirm something that scientists and astronomers have been guessing about for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
The composition of the atmosphere of Uranus. Now, you've been thinking about
people
it.
People ask me all the time.
What's the composition of the atmosphere of Uranus?
Yeah, what's the composition? And I say, I have no idea, but now I can tell them.
You can tell them.
Once I find out.
It's hydrogen sulfide, which is rotten egg gas, which means that Uranus smells like a bum. And I think that is awesome.
That is awesome. Who would have thought?
I mean, I'm childish. I understand that. But Uranus smells like a bum.
Would you ever like to go to Uranus? one day in the future?
No, I don't think I'd go to Uranus. It's too far away.
Well,
I'd go to the moon, maybe, but that'd be about it.
Oh, yeah? You'd go to the moon, but not Uranus?
No. I wouldn't go to Uranus.
Well, it's good to know.
I certainly wouldn't go to Uranus.
What?
Uranus. I wouldn't go to Uranus.
Oh, well, I think you've made that very clear. Why do you need to repeat it? I wouldn't go to Uranus either, not at the moment, not unless things improve and, you know.
And not unless they got rid of the rotten
egg
gas.
They clean things up and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, get rid of the gas.
Put a McDonald's in there and a couple of, you know.
Drive-through bottle shops.
Yep, and then I'm there. I'm in Uranus. And people say, where's Akmal? He's in Uranus. Can't be contacted.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, I think that's awesome. Teach the kids. Uranus smells like a bum.
Yep. You're a good mum.
I am, aren't I? 2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now. Well, anyway, last night I was cooking and I was in the kitchen. And this is why I feel like an idiot because...
Because you've gone out for...
No, because I dropped the spatula.
Oh, yeah. I love the word spatula, by the way.
It's a great word,
isn't it? It's my favourite word.
Spatula.
Give us a smack on the bottom with that spatula, I said to the missus the other day.
Did you? Did she give you a little whack on the bot?
No, she just ignored me.
Okay.
As usual.
Spatula is a great word.
Mm.
The spatula, though, it fell on my big toe knuckle, which really, really hurt because landed in a position where it actually kind of like...
Just sliced it.
It kind of sliced it, right?
Yes, yes.
Anyway,
and it was hot.
No, well, I was just... It really just hit a point. I don't know what... It just hit something and I was really in agony, right? So I'm hopping around in the kitchen, trying not to put pressure on my foot, which was really aching.
Mm.
I opened the fridge door and I'm not even joking... A massive block of butter falls from above my head height because it's in the fridge on the top shelf and hits me in the exact same spot on the foot.
Oh, no. God hates you.
Oh, my God. I was just like jumping around the kitchen limping and
let me guess what happened next.
What?
The fridge fell on you.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. Oh, that's good. I'm relieved
Thank
to hear
God.
That. Because you seemed a bit dazed this morning. I thought maybe a fridge fell on her.
Well,
that's what I thought to myself.
I was limping and Matt says to me, what did you do to yourself? And I said, a block of butter fell on my foot.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't feel like that.
You speak to any doctor, they'll tell you there is a lot of butter-related injuries and spatula. They're the two top ones.
The two top injuries in the kitchen, spatulas and butter.
We've got another spatula injury.
Quick.
Woo! Okay. Oh, my God. How did you get the spatula in there, the doctor would say.
Well, you know
what? And the patient would say, don't ask, doctor.
Well, maybe that's where the butter comes in handy.
Yes, very good. I like it.
Anyway.
I have a story of being also an idiot, but I was in year seven, and this was an excuse. I was in year seven. I bought my friend's bike for $20.
Oh, wow.
And I had enough. He didn't have any brakes. So I had enough money to buy the brakes, but I didn't. The guy was going to charge me to fit them for me. And I said, nah, I'll do this on my own. Thank you very much. I'm not an idiot. And without understanding the basic laws of physics, I made the brakes in the front and I had no brakes in the back. Right?
Oh, I see where this is going.
It was a very good physics lesson, very painful. And I'm flying down this hill, you know, trying to impress my friend at how fast the bike could go. And I slammed the brakes on and within a quarter of a second, I was kissing the floor, the asphalt with my chin.
See, that's making me feel uneasy.
Oh, well, look at this.
Quite a scar on your chin, haven't you?
It just poured out blood. And, you know, this guy nearly ran me over. And instead of having compassion for me, I was clearly bleeding. It was like the floodgates had opened out of my face. Yeah. Blood was gushing. And this guy goes, you bloody idiot, get off the road. thanks for your compassion, mate. I had to walk myself to Bankstown Hospital.
Oh, wow.
And just covered in blood. That's a funny story. Funny now. You're listening to Mandy and Akmal
for breakfast on 2GO. I'd love some cash because then I could go to this place.
Nobody has a bigger variety of chicken fillet burgers than KFC. However you like it, the Colonel's got it. I like it
like that. If you recognise that voice, you're very good.
Yeah.
It's Adam Hills
from
about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't know he was on a KFC ad. He looks very, very young, but geez, he's dorky in this ad.
And yeah.
Very, very dorky.
They call him the smiling assassin.
Yeah.
Eat
he's
chicken.
Very enthusiastic about his chicken burger. I know that.
Yeah, he's incredible. But KFC is 50 years old.
In Australia.
It's been 50 years since the first store opened in southwest of Sydney.
Wow.
And it's been amazing. Back then for the oldies, a thrift box was $1.95.
What was
$1.59.
What was in the thrift box? I think
I think back then they actually used to have chicken.
Yeah.
Like actual chicken.
As opposed to what they use now.
I don't know.
Come on.
We don't know. We don't want
to
be sued.
But it used to be called Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's right. But people are stupid, as I said earlier. Not all of them. Not our listeners. If you're listening to this, I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
I'm talking about them. Right? Because these people say, we don't want fried foods because it became trendy to be healthy, which is a good thing because people want to live and stuff.
Yep.
And so they thought, well, people are stupid. Why don't we just call it KFC? Take the fried out and went, KFC, that's a lot healthier than Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, and their sales went up and it's amazing. And I used to go in and buy those little potatoes and gravy things.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I ate gravy, from them. Yeah, and the corn.
And the corn, that's all you could get from there.
Yeah,
I like the popcorn chicken. I like it. I like the idea of it being called popcorn chicken, even though it's got nothing to do with popcorn.
No, well, it does. Cause
it just looks a little bit like popcorn.
Well, no, the chicken just makes this clucking sound as it's getting boiled.
Stop it. That's not what we want to hear.
Why not?
It's gross.
How do you think?
And I don't think they boil the chicken. They fry it. It's in the name.
F, that's what the F stands for.
Yes.
Oh my God, I misunderstood that completely for years. I thought the F stood for something
a little ruder.
Different. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that people are noticing about this old menu compared to now. A bucket of 21 pieces of chicken back in the 1960s cost $5.20. Today, $34.95.
What? $34 for a bucket of chicken?
For 21 pieces.
You can buy three whole chickens from Coles for that amount of money.
Yeah.
Or East Gosford charcoal chicken, you could probably get, two and a half chickens for that.
Two and a half chickens. Or
which
you
is
can
more
get
than a bucket.
2 ton of tofu, which can feed you for a year and a half.
Yes.
And be better for you.
And help you grow man boobs.
And yes, and be good to, well, no. No.
Well, because soy products can help men grow man boobs. I've read this.
Oh, you've read this where? Bullshit.com.
It's quite well known that soy products make men
a little
more like women.
You've heard it first from Professor Coolen.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So the internet's blowing up about stuff.
Blowing up about stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe it's stuff how to make a bomb.
No.
It's blowing up.
The internet's blowing up about a kid's birthday party.
You mean metaphorically blowing up?
That's exactly what I mean.
I'm autistic, so you have to be very specific.
Okay, specific. Okay. Mm. The internet is alive with warriors who all have an opinion on a kid's party.
Everyone's got an opinion about everything. Yep. Everyone's suddenly a journalist these days.
It's true.
Even the idiots.
I know. Everyone can pick up a keyboard and go for it.
Yeah. Barely poorly written, but it's usually an opinion all the same.
So basically, there was a mum whose kid went to a kid's party. Mm-hmm. And you know that, I don't know whether you remember being a kid, but you'd go to a party.
I used to. I was a kid.
Yeah. But do you remember going to parties and getting lolly bags when you left?
Like, none of the ones I was invited to. I just kind of loitered.
Right.
And just got in after everyone left and just took the leftovers. There was some great stuff. We used to go to hotels. And I went, the different
That's
story.
That's a different story.
Yeah,
we're not connected to this at all.
It's slightly illegal as well.
Let's not go there. But basically, I remember doing kids' parties with my kids. And I honestly would just get one of those little tiny party favour bags. I'd put a handful of lollies, maybe 4 or 5 lollies and some stickers in it. And that's what their friends would get on the way out the
lollies
door.
Lollies and
right?
stickers.
Lollies, stickers and a piece of cake.
What do the stickers do? They just shut their mouth.
Kids love stickers. They put them on things. Anyway, that was the simplicity of the days gone by. Because now people are putting too much in these party bags.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is over in the UK, a mum put in her party bags pens, a personalised notepad, nail varnish, a book, a pair of novelty socks and lollies and a piece of birthday cake. And one of the friend's mothers sent the bag back and said, it's too much, it's over the top, it's too generous, and I don't want my daughter to accept this.
Mm.
But I get that, and I think that's a good point.
Really?
Because it's just too much.
A pad and a pen?
It wasn't a pad and a pen. It was coloured pens, a personalised notepad, varnish, a book, novelty socks. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think we've got to just slow this stuff down.
Well, it's not like, you know, if she'd given her, like, a home by the water and a Mercedes. Yeah, I would accept that, but I would feel uncomfortable. Mm. I would still accept it though. I mean, it's not polite in the culture that I grew up in to give a gift back. It's the worst insult.
Is it?
Wow. Yes, it's.
Well, this woman was very, very insulted. She was incredibly insulted.
Well, lucky she's not Egyptian because she would be dead now, possibly.
No, so I just thought it was an interesting conversation. But I just think we've got to be measured with this stuff. Otherwise, where does it stop? Where does it stop?
Well, maybe it doesn't stop. You got to go with the flow. So if you were given a bag of goodies, you would return them?
We're talking about kids, right? We're talking about kids who are getting
kids.
No, I think it's different. I think when you've got kids going to a kid's party and they're walking out with a bigger present than they came in with, there's something wrong. That's what I reckon.
That's why.
I think it's a bit silly. Yes. Why do we have to give the, let's just have some lollies.
We never had birthday parties. My mum, the last birthday party I had was, I was about 10.
Yeah.
And my mother made a cake. It was like one of those out of the box thing.
Yeah.
And then she said, happy birthday, you too. Now go to bed. That was it. That was my last birthday party.
That was it. She said, happy birthday, you too.
Happy birthday, you too. Now go to bed. Come on, you have to school tomorrow. That was it.
Did you get a piece of cake?
Oh, yeah, I got a piece of cake, yeah. There was no cream on it. It was just, I had a very
simple childhood, didn't you?
Simple is the word, yes.
When is your birthday, Akmal?
3rd of November.
All right, maybe we should give him a proper party. Yeah.
Give me a party, please.
Do you want some big gifts like this,
I
lady?
Want a
and
big
then you
bag.
Have to give them to us as well.
I want a big bag.
You want a big bag.
I want of lollies, well, yes. Or anything. Big bag of anything. Anything you want to give me, I will not return.
Okay.
Because that's rude.
Right.
All right, 3rd of November, rude. We'll put it in the diary. Akmal's birthday, we'll do something special, get a cake and some lollies.
I'm just thinking about this. It's rude for him to return a gift, right? So if I just gave him the worst gift possible, you'd have to accept it. You have to keep it.
My Uncle Murad for my 21st, which I didn't have a party, but he remembered it was my 21st. He gave me a comb. He gave me a comb. That's not a joke.
And you had to keep it.
Well, I had to.
You couldn't give it back.
The family would have been outraged.
Oh, that's so funny.
It would have been like worse.
I'm going to get you the worst possible gift I can find.
I cannot.
This is the best. This is the best news ever. I'm so excited. I've never been excited about someone's birthday.
Are you going to get me something that's going to hurt me?
Something bad.
Coming up next now, we've got something that people won't want to give back. We've got a double pass to the Killers.
Yes.
Your chance to win those next hour. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal on 2GO.
Bingley's massive hole.
I want to know your opinion on this. Over in England, the GCSE and A level exams have been
GC.
HSC.
Yeah.
So if you imagine their high school exams,
GCSE.
You don't want to fail the GC. You'd feel like an idiot.
Akmal. There are exams happening in the UK, right?
I know. There's exams happening all over the world, probably.
And they've had to take down the clocks in the exam rooms because students couldn't read the clocks, the analog clocks, and they've had to replace them with digital clocks.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Why?
Because they haven't grown up with numbers and, why go for something more complicated when there's numbers that tell you exactly what the time is per second? It's so much more accurate. And,
basically, these kids can't even tell the time on a clock face.
Well, they needed like a Mickey Mouse thing. You remember that? Or they needed to watch Play School.
Why weren't they watching Play School and working out how to tell the time?
Play School, it's 3 o'clock.
Do you know what I had as a teenager? I had one of those giant Swatch watches on the wall. Do you remember the giant Swatch watches?
I
had one of those huge Swatch watches on my wall. I thought I was the coolest kid in town.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who would wear that? Someone like footballers.
A giant
would wear that, yes.
My son has trouble looking at a clock face. I will acknowledge that. We've tried long and hard to try and teach him how to tell the time, but he would just prefer to look at his phone where the numbers tell him what the time is, which is what you're saying. But it just made me think about all the things that kids these days don't understand and can't do.
You know what's on the top of that list?
What?
Talking. Like actual physical.
Actually talking.
Talking, because people don't talk. I've seen people
sitting next to each other texting
each
other. I know.
It's a brave new world we live in.
I read something not long ago about a kid who didn't know what a public telephone was. He couldn't work it out. Didn't know how to use it. Didn't understand the receiver was attached to the thing.
You should show him episodes of Superman.
Ah, yes.
See, that's what it was used for, as far as they're concerned, for Superman to change from Clark Kent.
And there was also the story of the person who didn't know what the little symbol, the save symbol on your computer was, and didn't know that it was actually a floppy disk. which
oh, yeah,
was
floppy, you know, disk. But floppy doesn't disc. It doesn't even sound great. You know, and you tell your kids in my day we had floppy disks. You say, well, thank God I didn't live in those days. Whatever that is you're talking about.
Other things included, like Discmans.
Yeah.
Discmans. Would you have CD players?
Al, our producer, who's 25, so he's a fair bit younger than me and you, Akmal.
Oh, no, we're about the same age.
He reckons he doesn't know how to use one of those dial telephones and also a record player.
Yes, but that's, you know.
That's sad.
It's very sad. He doesn't know
how to. We need to have, like, record player lessons for people or telephone lessons for people.
You know, I've been to Alan's house and he's basically, most of his stuff is like baby toys. You know, when you press like the letters and he's got a good grasp on those ones, you know, and
he's just got to move up and start working on record players and telephones.
Well, he doesn't have to. He works in a radio station, doesn't need records. He doesn't need to do anything.
It's true.
You see, kids are today.
Don't even need to talk.
The kids are today.
Don't even need
to
talk.
They need a good beating.
They do.
They need a good smack round the ears.
Smack them round the ears.
Kick up the ass.
Bang their heads together.
That's what they need. You know, everywhere you go, the older people go, you know what, kids today, they need a good kick up the ass. Yeah. It's like that'll fix everything. Yeah. This kid is anti. A good kick up the ass. Oh, now I've had a good kick up my ass. I better, you know, straighten up.
I've never
up.
Seen anyone kick anyone up the ass. I mean, why would you use that expression?
It's
just dumb. Well,
you've heard that, right?
I have.
What they need is a good kick up the ass. That's all they need. Forget psychology. Forget
good socioeconomic conditions.
Forget that.
Forget good
education.
Food.
A good boot up the ass is all they ever needed. And it works. Apparently, I don't have kids, but if I had kids.
Well, the kids are on holidays at the moment,
If I had kids, I would kick them up the ass constantly. For their own good.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the paint.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team, Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
It's thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. G'day, Sterlo.
Hi, Sterlo.
Yeah, good morning, guys. With that bad case of whooping cough, I can't catch anything through the phone, can I?
No.
If we can arrange it if you'd like to catch something from me. I know. Now, I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but Sterlo actually wrote that promo for himself.
Well, it's very long, which is why I keep coming in too soon.
But it could easily be longer. I mean, he was so humble, he didn't even mention the 4 grand finals.
Oh, no.
Look, to be honest, if I'd have written it, we wouldn't have time to do a segment. It would be still running.
It would still be running.
Sterlo, I really appreciate our time. And before we go any further, congratulations to the Eels.
Who have a huge turnaround.
And this turnaround happened just coincidentally as you started talking to 2GO.
I think we've got something to do with this, Sterlo.
Well, let's hope so, and that means we'll have to talk every week. Because it was only an 88-point turnaround. Like, you know, it was
only,
you know, 64 the first time we win by 33. You know, like, it was never in doubt. Really.
That's right. Well, congratulations. I'm sure you're very happy. But you know, the thing about I really love talking to Sterlo because he confirms a lot of things for me that I thought I imagined or dreamed. You know, we talked about the bear.
Yes.
Because I remembered a guy called the bear, and everyone said, I can't remember that. You're going crazy. And I talked to Sterlo, and he confirmed there was a man called the bear because he was very hairy. And whenever he had a fight on the field, he had to be subdued with a tranquilizer dart. And we tried to trace him, Sterlo. He's actually at Taronga Zoo at the moment, just having a really good retirement.
And he's still with us.
He's still with us, yes.
He's doing about as much work now as he ever did.
So he's just
sitting around getting fed by other people and just taking up a big space in this world. Yeah.
That's right, and throwing poo at others, I've heard.
I think that's the monkeys, not the bears.
No. Now, and the other story that I really love, the fact that you remembered this, was, I don't remember his second name, but Daryl, the guy who exposed himself on national TV accidentally without realising. And you know, the sad thing is, Sterlo, is that Daryl, what's his second name?
Daryl Bampton.
Daryl Bampton will always be remembered for that one thing. People, you know, his grandchildren say, tell us about your footy days.
Well, you know what? The fact that you struggle to remember his name doesn't probably means that he's not going to remember that well.
So. No, but, you know, within his family, like his grandkids. Oh, yeah. So have you got any footage of you playing? No, but check this out.
Now, well, I've been thinking about our conversation, Zach Marl, and, you know, you want to get a little bit of inside goss.
Yes.
I'm happy to share, but it would have to be a quid pro quo kind of situation where it would need to be matched by the seedy revelations of the life of a comedian because I understand that it, you know, like you guys are fairly shady and comedy's a serious business and things like that. So,
so what
I'm
you're
thinking
saying,
there might be some good stuff coming from your side that, look, I'll match from mine.
If you want to know my dodgy behavior or anything that's sus, all you have to do is come and see my act. I talk about everything. That's the thing. Whenever I'm ever convicted of anything, people go, oh, yeah, that'll be right. I knew that.
Still, like, he's determined to get you to give us some sort of goss. And...
Because let's not forget that Sterlo was playing and travelling the world
before, in a different time.
Before there were mobile phones, before everyone had a camera in their pocket. So I think you would have an incredible amount of juicy stories. And trust me, Sterlo, no one listens to this show. So you can tell us, and it will not leave this studio.
So it just stays within this room? Excellent. All right, I'll have something for you next week. But
yay! You've said it now.
You promised us now, Sterlo. Right,
well, something in return.
Okay.
We'll get something. What about 2 kilos of rump steak?
No, I expect something similar from you because, trust me, I don't really want to come and watch you in a show. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, no.
we're going to make this happen next week.
I hear that a lot, Sterlo.
Hey, Sterlo, we should probably get some tips out of you, mate. What's going on?
Yeah, look, the standouts this week, I really like South Sydney tonight against Brisbane. Going along great guns were fantastic last week. I think that might last a while. And North Queensland had a win last week, which broke their long losing run. I think they'll be too good for the Raiders this week. And let's hope my Parramatta side can go back-to-back against the West Tigers as well.
But
they're the standouts.
Thank you so much, Sterlo. We look very much forward to next week where you're going to drop a bombshell on the Mandy and Akmal.
We're
going to
promote it all week.
We're going to promote the hell out of it, Sterlo.
No, don't promote it. Because no one listens to the show anyway, so it would be a waste of time.
There's about six people who listen and two of them are associated with the station. So, you know, you've got nothing to worry about.
Family.
Yeah, that's right, my mum.
All right, thanks for the chat, Sterlo.
Have a good weekend, guys.
See you, mate. Chatting to Sterlo, thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale. On now, brianhiltonkia.com.au.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Time for us to get out of here, team.
Yes, it is. If you've missed any of the show, including the exorcisms that were
or
happening
anything.
Earlier.
It's all highlights. You know, it's all good stuff.
It is.
Every break is a Maserati.
Wow.
And I think this show, I'm going to say it, I've never said this before.
I reckon I know what you're going to say. Best show ever. That's what you're going to say.
Well done. You read my mind.
I knew you were going to say it.
That's why we work so well together.
I know.
If you want to catch up with the best show ever, talking everything from lollybags to exorcisms, do that right now. 2gofm.com.au on the app as well, the 2GO app.
You know the problem with having the best show ever?
It's going to be hard to top tomorrow.
It's all downhill from here, folks. So just stick with us.
Anyway, stick around. We've got killer tickets tomorrow, two doubles to give away and tickets to the circus as well. So, we'll see you tomorrow
at 5:30.
For the best show ever.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.